Welcome to another Words and Music from WXPN. I'm David Dye. Today, our session with Full Performances is with Joseph Arthur, who's back with us again. We're used to getting at least one album a year from Joseph, but 2008 was particularly busy for him with a series of EPs and now a full-length album with his band, The Lonely Astronauts, called Temporary People. We'll hear the band on stage at World Cafe Live, but before that, I sat down with Joseph to talk about how all his work interrelated, whether one album is necessarily a reaction to the one that came before.
Well, it's usually just a reaction to your own creative impulse, you know? So, like, just because that's where inspiration is almost like a change of philosophy, a change of heart, you know? Whereas, like, Let's Just Be was this, like, really, like, big, chaotic, open-ended, long, unabashed record. This one became, let's be focused, let's create a sound, and let's create more of a cohesive atmosphere. And so then that happens. I mean, you just respond. I mean, you just react kind of against your old philosophy, I think.
But it's not necessarily judgmental about the old.
It's not a rejection. When I first made records, like the first ones, it was like this, like, because it happens naturally. And so you think, oh, that must mean what I did before was bad. But then after you make a bunch of records and you see that it happens every time, you're like, oh, I get it. This is just nature propelling an artist forward. That's all it is. And that's what's great about having the band too, because then it's like, okay, let's make something that's very solo or singular. And then after that, like, no, I need my band. I mean, I think Neil Young did that a lot with, like, having Crazy Horse, and he had CSNY, you know. So he had a bunch of different facets in his career. And it's like, I think it's – and Bob Dylan did it as well. So I think it's important.
So we can look for a rockabilly record and an electronic record from you.
Maybe, definitely electronic. I mean, I definitely do a lot of electronic stuff. I mean, I had that book, art book called We Almost Made It, and I made an instrumental CD called The Invisible Parade. But electronic music and hip-hop, but, you know, just electronic music is definitely a big interest of mine and something I do quite a lot of on my laptop. It's just stuck there at the moment.
Well, the energy of this band has just grown from the times I've seen them in, and the way they respond to these new songs is just great. We're about to go to the stage at World Cafe Live to hear a set that I think folks are just going to fall in love with these songs, some really nice new ones.
Great, thank you, yeah. So, I'm proud of them for sure.
Here we go. This is Joseph Arthur and the Lonely Astronauts live in the World Cafe.
Must be You can take everything away from me. nothing I could lose. So why should I pretend that there's something I can choose? When I go, it'll be like no one was here. Nothing to love and nothing left to fear. You can take everything away from me, and your pain and your company.
Thanks so much. You can stand up.
The needle says she'll tell you when she's through. No sense now in trying to believe in you. Too much time in your own two eyes. Too much time in your own little world. Some you know you'd follow. I'm down here in
Joseph Arthur in performance on stage at World Cafe Live with Too Much to Hide. His new album is called Temporary People. I'm David Dye, World Cafe Words and Music from WXPN. It's produced at WXPN in Philadelphia and XPN.org. If you'd like to hear more of our World Cafe sessions, sign up for our daily newsletter and more. It's all at our website at worldcafe@npr.org. As always, we thank you for spending your time with the World Cafe.